Thousands of excited elementary school students are pouring into the Santa Barbara Bowl. They're not here for a traditional concert like Katy Perry or Sugarland. They're here for a cultural music program. The more than 4,000 students are learning about Japanese taiko drumming.
It's something different I doubt that they've seen. It's a sound I doubt they've seen, because traditional Western music, we have like drumline in the marching band. But those snare drums and things are very relatively high-pitched instruments. These, I don't know if you've noticed, are much lower, so it's got a lot more impact. It's much, much more internal, and it follows the Japanese and Chinese concept of ki or chi, the center of energy in the center of the body. So it's very powerful and wants to punch in the, right there in the ki.
Gary St. Germain is with the Taiko Center of Los Angeles.
The tradition of this, they call kumidaiko, this group drumming, only started after World War II. This, as the group, is new. Individually, the drums, you know, go back thousands of years. It's becoming its own thing.
The program is part show and part education.
We have a small one that's just about the same size as a snare drum. But in a snare drum, it has snares on the bottom. This doesn't. So it's a higher sound because it's smaller. And that's the shime daiko. So what's that one?
The kids love it.
It was amazing, and it was awesome.
The Santa Barbara Bowl is using this event as a kickoff to efforts to ramp up its educational programs.
A number of years ago, when we were working on our capital campaign to renovate and restore the facility, it became very clear to the Santa Barbara Bowl Foundation that once we were done with that, we wanted to be able to give back. Now that we've completed the major projects associated with the renovations, our education outreach program has become a priority for the organization, and things like today's children's event and the ability to bring in thousands of school children and expose them to some different type of performing arts and culture here on site at the Bowl is important to us.
Rick Bowler, who's the Bowl's executive director, says some Bowl boosters underwrote the cost of the performance.
We have a handful of ways that we are able to bring an event like this to the public. Today's event was actually made possible by a generous gift from Kenny and Elizabeth Slott, who underwrote the entire performance portion of the day.
Tobe Plow is president of the Santa Barbara Bowl Foundation's board of directors.
I was actually out on the deck, Lance, taking some pictures, because we don't get this level of joy and activity and school buses and that sort of thing at the regular shows that we get, and it's just wonderful. There's an excitement that comes to the facility that we don't get any other way. But it's also an opportunity for us as an organization to put more money and opportunities for art support back into local schools that, you know, they've not been able to afford.
The program is a collaboration of community groups. Kathy Corey is with the Children's Creative Project, an arm of the Santa Barbara County Office of Education, which brings arts programs to the region's schools.
Bringing children to cultural events like this one it just opens their eyes to the world, inspires them, and makes them appreciate all the different cultures in the world and the beauty of various art forms, and makes them happy too.
The kids are overwhelmed by the experience. Brianna Borges is a student at Santa Barbara's Franklin School.
It was really interesting. I liked the movement that they had. When I would look up, I just see the sticks moving like very fast. Like they really had to hit the drum really fast, because when you look at it, it didn't seem like they were hitting the drum.
Teacher Katie Ferdin.
I think it's good to expose them to different cultures. The music aspect is really great for them to be a part of. It's just something new for them to see and learn about.
Elementary school student Garlena Esposa says she learned something about music from the performance and enjoyed it, but admits she had some other reasons that she was thrilled to be spending the morning at the Bowl.
Was this school today? You're at a concert. That doesn't seem like school.
It seemed really cool. I don't want to learn math.
So this got you out of math class?
Yes.
Are you happy about that?
Yes.
But are you going to have to work extra hard tomorrow?
Probably.
Bowl officials say they're hoping to make these educational concerts an annual event. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.